And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, how you doing, everybody? It is. It's time for Talk of the Town here on your Thursday, and we've got a chock-full show for you. We're going to talk one of my favorite subjects here in just a couple of minutes. When Nick calls in and we take him on, it'll just be conference and one, and that will be enough to bring him in. And so we're going to do that here in just a couple of moments. Nick Berube from Rutherford Wine Company. They've got a special wine that they have put out just in time for election season. In fact, it just came out day before yesterday, so you'll be one of the first people to hear about it, and that'll be live here on Talk of the Town. A little bit later on, Chuck Roberts will be on with Mary Dellinger from the Prescott VA, so stay tuned for that. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. It's wine time here on Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Back with Nick Berube from Rutherford Wine Company right after this.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online and save $10 at barrettpropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. Little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And it's our pleasure to welcome to Talk of the Town the Director of Marketing for the Rutherford Wine Company, Nick Berube. And Nick joins us from Napa, California, where things have been in the news a lot, but not for all the best reasons. Nick, how are things going as far as, you know, the fires and everything else there in Napa?
So the fires in Napa have pretty much subsided. However, there are fires burning throughout California, which has caused a really hazy kind of overcast look to the entire valley. But there's no evidence that this is not going to be a really great vintage. 2020 should be a really good vintage.
Well, and we're going to talk about this special edition wine that Rutherford Wine Company has put out here for the election season. But before we do that, talk a little bit about the growing philosophy with regard to Rutherford Wine. You guys have been like on the forefront of sustainable vineyards and so forth, and really been trailblazers in Northern California and in the wine world here as far as sustainable growing is concerned.
We really have. So we are owned by the Zaninovich family, and they were farmers before owning wineries. And so being stewards of the land is really important to us. Rutherford Ranch Winery, which is our Napa Valley brand, which the wine that we'll be discussing is produced from, is actually certified California's certified sustainable wine growing, and we are also fish-friendly farming. We really think that the best wine starts in the vineyard, and so having healthy vines and really being able to produce something that is not chemically oriented is really important to us.
Now, as far as the wines that you produce, how do you come to the final bottling, if you will, final issuance of a number of your wines? Do you have a key winemaker in each situation? Is this done by committee? How do you go about coming up with the various varietals and vintages and blends that you do at Rutherford Wine Company?
Sure. So at Rutherford Ranch, we actually have Jay Turnipseed, who is our head winemaker, and we also have an associate winemaker and a assistant winemaker. All three really work well together with both the sales team, the marketing team, as well as the Zaninovich family to decide what we're going to produce, how we're going to produce it, release, etc.
And how many acres of grapes would you say Rutherford Wine Company currently manages?
Sure. In Napa Valley, we have roughly 92 acres that we manage. In the Central Coast, Monterey area, Arroyo Seco, we have about 750 acres. And then in Lodi, so Central California, we have just over 300 acres.
Now, do similar grapes grow in similar ways in all three of those areas, or do you have different types that are particularly abundant in Lodi versus, let's say, Napa or in the Central Coast?
Sure. One of the things that people talk about when we discuss wine is the French word terroir, and so that goes to the soils, the environment, the philosophy of the winemaking, and so every appellation is very different. It's very unique. And so what grows well in Napa Valley would definitely not grow well necessarily in the Central Coast where, you know, you'll have foggy conditions and, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon is not a huge grape there. Pinot Noir and Chardonnay are. Versus areas of Lodi, you would not be growing Pinot Noir or necessarily some Chardonnay that you're wanting to have light-bodied. It really depends on the soil, the climate. Wine is one of those great things that is super unique.
Well, I know one of my personal favorites, just as a general wine, are the old vine Zins that come from Lodi. And why is it that Lodi is so appropriate an appellation for old vines in, because it just seems like everything that comes out of there has a unique set of flavors.
Mm-hmm. So Lodi is a very hot, dry region, and Zinfandel can actually withstand that. And so that is why you have those old gnarly vines that grow really great. They have really deep root systems looking for water, but the fruit itself can really just hold its own against that valley heat. And so it really produces super concentrated, powerful wines.
We got to take a quick break. We're talking with Nick Berube. He's the director of marketing for the Rutherford Wine Company, and they are about to, in fact, they have just released a special wine for the election season, and so we want to take a look at that here in just a couple of moments, so stay tuned. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. More with the Rutherford Wine Company's Nick Berube after this.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Today's the day. Findlay Toyota in Prescott has its top 9 for 0% APR financing for 60 months countdown.
RAV4 gas, Camry gas and hybrid, Corolla sedan gas, Corolla hatchback, Prius, Avalon gas and hybrid, and Supra.
Findlay Toyota Prescott has cut the interest rate to 0% for 60 months on 9 of Toyota's most popular models. Just in time for you to take the keys today. We're also rolling out factory cashback. $2,000 on Corolla, $1,750 on RAV4, $1,500 cashback on Camry and Highlander, $1,000 back on Tacoma and 4Runner. Every new Findlay Toyota comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles, including roadside assistance. 0% APR for 60 months, up to $2,000 cashback. Offers end September 30th. Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Open online all the time, offering a new way to purchase your next vehicle.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and 495 doc fee. See dealer for details.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Hey, the next best thing I like to drinking wine is talking about it, and we are talking wine with the Rutherford Wine Company's Director of Marketing, Nick Berube, on the occasion that they have just released a special edition blend. And Nick, I'll let you go ahead and unwrap this thing and explain how this new blend of wine came about. It's a 2016 vintage, correct?
Correct. So the wine itself is called Vote, and it does belong to Rutherford Ranch Winery. And really, the family that I work for, the Zininoviches, are huge on innovation. So we had some really great components from the 2016 vintage, still in barrel. And we were thinking, what can we do with those? And a seasonal product just kind of came to mind. I was working with our vice president of sales, Rebecca, and her and I just kind of brainstormed what speaks to 2020. And we had Tiger King, we had a pandemic, and then we thought, the election. And so we really wanted to get out the message that people need to have their voice heard. We're looking at, huge numbers going to the polling place in November, and so why not commemorate such a historic election with wine. Wine really brings people together.
Now, Vogt is a limited production red wine. How limited are we talking about in terms of the availability of how many cases will you produce of Vogt?
We produced 1,100 cases, so very small.
So now, break down this wine for us in terms of how, what components make up the blend that is ultimately Rutherford Wine's Vogt, and then who voted, who decided how much of each varietal to put into the final product?
Sure. So the blend is made up of Merlot, Petit Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Cabernet Franc. And so Jay Turnipseed, like I said, our head winemaker, he really put those elements together to make this blend.
Is there anything unusual about this particular blend that, like when Jay was done with this, did he recognize that there was something particularly unique about the way these four grapes came together?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say that he saw something, you know, initially super special. However, you know, this is Napa Valley wine from 2016, and so these wines have age on them, but the wine itself is still so fresh. It's so easy drinking. It could continue to cellar. And that's one great thing about Napa Valley wine, and this wine in particular, is you can celebrate and during, you know, viewing parties in November, or you can hold on to it, and it will age.
Talk a little bit about how the labeling came to pass, because there are there's some stark contrast to the way in which the Vogt bottle is labeled. First of all, you chose more of a black and white motif, and why is that?
Sure. When we were looking at what the label would look like, we wanted something that would speak to, you know, citizens of the United States, what's very Americana. Unfortunately, the TTB, who regulates labels, we cannot use Old Glory on any label. So the next thing that popped into my head was the bald eagle. There's really something so iconic about that in the United States. And so we wanted something really strong and striking on the label, while keeping the label nonpartisan. This is not about choosing a party during the election. This is really just empowering people and telling them to go out and vote. So that is why we kept the color palette black and white, except for the eagle's eyes, which are a striking yellow.
Yeah, how was that? Was this an artist's rendition? Where did the creation of the eagle image come from?
So when Rebecca and I were working on the label, and I thought, okay, let's do a bald eagle, we went online, we looked at multiple images of bald eagles, and that particular one, how it's sitting straight forward, looking at you with its piercing yellow eyes, we knew that that's what we wanted on the label. And so, to be quite honest, the label was probably designed in a total of 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, and given the theme and the idea behind Vogt, I could see why this would be, you know, an obvious choice. So now, in terms of the distribution for Rutherford Wine Company, how might people be able to get a hold of this? Will it appear in any of the large-scale wine distributorships, like the BevMo's, Total Wine, stuff like that, or is this something that maybe the wine club gets the first crack at before the public is involved?
Sure. We actually have national distribution. There's a few states that you won't be able to necessarily find it at, and that's Ohio and Pennsylvania. But in Arizona, your viewers or your listeners will be able to pick that up at Total Wine, wine.com, or people can go to our website, which is RutherfordRanch.com, and purchase bottles there.
So now you mentioned the thought of not necessarily opening vote until election night and using it as an adjunct to your viewing night. You've had a chance to sample this. What's your feeling about what people will experience when they do get around to opening their bottle and taking a bit of vote?
Yeah, I think what they're going to be getting is a lot of dark fruits, deep red cherries, chocolate, mocha, toast. It's really easy drinking, so it's going to pair with a lot of different items, a lot of different food items or charcuterie, cheeses. And as I said, you can either enjoy it, you know, up until the election, on election night, or you can cellar it, and it will continue to age probably another 5 to 10 years.
Nice. Now, Rutherford Wine has a rather extensive portfolio. Could you just quickly kind of go over the different names under the Rutherford Wine umbrella that our wine-drinking listeners would be familiar with?
Of course. So Rutherford Ranch, again, that is our Napa Valley winery, where we actually have a brick-and-mortar winery. We have Scott Family Estate, that is out of Arroyo Seco. We have Predator, which is known for its iconic ladybug on the label. And Rhiannon, which is an ode to the Celtic goddess of Rhiannon, and that is a red blend. And then we have our historic Round Hill Winery, which is what the Rutherford Ranch Winery was initially in 1978 when it was founded, but we still have that brand.
So, looking ahead now, in California, not only have you guys had to deal with the fire stuff, but then we've all been involved with the pandemic and so forth. Where do you see the wine market right now for Napa wines? And I would imagine that you would just as soon like to see a recovery of on-site tourism sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. So we actually are allowed to have tastings at our wineries here in Napa Valley. They are outside by reservation only. So we've had a lot of restrictions put on our hospitality. So ultimately, we'd like to have that get back to indoors as soon as possible, especially with fall and winter coming. But the wine market as a whole is actually very strong. I don't know if that's because people are staying at home, but people are still going to the store. People are still buying and enjoying wine, which is a really great thing.
Well, I was trying to tempt you in a way of saying, well, people are stressed out and what they do, Rutherford to the rescue. But the bottom line, though, is that when 2020 is in the rearview mirror, the plans for Rutherford Wine Company to go forward after that, are you still thinking that maybe the retail market will return and you guys will kind of get back to normal? How were things for you like in January and February before all this kind of craziness happened?
So our sales have always been strong. We do have a large presence in the retail market. In terms of hospitality at Rutherford Ranch, January, February tend to be slower months for Napa Valley tourism anyway. But I know that people are really itching to come back to Napa Valley. We've already seen it when we were able to open for outdoor tastings. And so I don't have any reservations or fears that our tourism levels will return to where they were.
Yes, we're definitely big fans of yours and Napa and St. Helena and Sonoma. It's just a wonderful place to spend a few days getting to know wines and winemakers. The one thing that I think is really underappreciated is how welcoming and willing to talk with people who really don't necessarily know a lot about wine. You and the other winemakers, the vintners in the Napa Valley, are very proud of what you've been doing and are not ashamed or afraid at all to share that with people. You don't have to be a sommelier in training in order to come and have a wine knowledge experience when you come to Rutherford Wine and to the other wineries there.
Definitely not. I think there is a misconception that wine has to be, you know, very staunch and very snooty, and that is the furthest from the truth. When you think about wine, all of these vintners are farmers. They're very down-to-earth people that are very proud of what they produce, and we love to welcome guests, not just at our winery, but valley-wide, and share what we do and help educate people about our wines and watch them enjoy it, because there's nothing more that wine does than bring people together.
Well, and certainly the election in November will be bringing people together, and hopefully over a bottle of Vote, the newest creation from the folks at the Rutherford Wine Company. You can go to rutherfordwines.com and learn all about the different wines that are available through Rutherford Wine Company. And Nick Berube, want to say thanks for joining us and wish you the best of everything and a quick and speedy recovery, and keep moving forward and making wonderful wines for all of us to enjoy.
Well, thank you so much, Sanford. Before I go, I just wanted to say that, you know, Vote really is one of those things that's super important. It's one of the most important things you'll do is go out and vote, and then the next most important thing is buying a few bottles.
I couldn't agree with you more. You've got my vote. Well, I've got yours, actually. All right, Nick, thank you very much. Nick Berube joining us live from Napa from the Rutherford Wine Company. Vote is the name of the wine, and it's just been released. So Total Wine Company, probably the first best way for you folks in Arizona to procure a bottle from Rutherford Wine Company. Vote, that's coming up here, just been released, and will be available here shortly. That's going to do it for us for the moment. We're going to take another break here, and Chuck Roberts will take over the rest of the way. He's got Mary Dellinger from the Prescott Veterans Administration joining us to talk about what's going on at the VA and so on. So with that, we're going to send things back to the studio. And once again, a big thank you to Nick Berube from Rutherford Wine Company. And get out there and grab yourself a bottle of Vote, the Napa Valley wine, just in time for election season. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA AM 1130. 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Cheers, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds. but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Governor Doug Ducey indicates he's got no bone to pick with Donald Trump following audio that the president knew more about the coronavirus earlier this year than he let on. As for Arizona, the governor says the state's been on top of the virus from the start.
If you remember, our first case in Arizona was on January 27th, and we set up by January 28th an emergency operations center.
Some first responders with the Tubac Fire District are participating in a COVID-19 vaccine trial.
After seeing a social media post about the need for medical personnel and first responders for the vaccine trial, Fire Chief Cheryl Horvath sent an email indicating her interest.
They reach back to you, they send you quite a bit of information on the study, and then they set up your initial screening. And it turns out the initial screening and the vaccine were all one appointment. You know, let's try and protect ourselves as much as we can.
Horvath does not know if she's receiving the actual vaccine or a placebo. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny, dry, and warmer into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, chilling after bedtime to a clear 47 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to 82 tomorrow, 86 Saturday through Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight cool down near 54. A sunny 91 for your high Friday, 96 this weekend and Monday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V-Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V-Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service. With our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Don't fall behind in school. Primavera Online is here to help keep students on track. Take courses online in the safety of your own home. We're tuition-free, accredited, and now enrolling for summer school. You belong here, so enroll today at freesummerschool.com. Need to make up a course or want to get ahead in school? Primavera Online is your solution. Our free summer school courses are 100% online and last just 4 weeks. Complete them in the safety of your own home. You belong here, so enroll today at freesummerschool.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And good afternoon, everybody. Chuck Roberts here with the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A. We have two guests today from the Prescott Veterans Administration.
Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System.
Mary Dillinger knows. I just called the Prescott VA. Got my shot today. Got a flu shot this morning out to VA, so... And awesome. Mary Dillinger, you have a guest to chat with us today. Introduce Lisa, please.
Yes, I have Lisa LaHaye. Yeah, she is our Suicide Prevention Coordinator. September is Suicide Prevention Month, And so she's going to share some information.
And I want to interrupt enough to say that the governor of Arizona mentioned this is Suicide Prevention Week. Here's a statistic in general, the general public. One suicide in Arizona every 6 hours. Wow. And, of course, what our concerns are is our men and women who are veterans or active duty. And, Lisa, tell me a little bit about what it is entails, because this is very, very important to all the families.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Chuck. So, I'm Lisa LaHaye. I'm a clinical social worker. I've been at the Prescott VA, the Northern Arizona VA healthcare system, for almost 12 years now. Spent most of my career in mental health crisis and suicide prevention. I'm very passionate about this subject. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and you know one of the sad things really is that approximately 20 veterans a day die by suicide, mm-hmm. and one of the other things about that is that only 6 of those veterans were in VA care. So one of the big things with Suicide Prevention Month, Suicide Prevention Week, trying to promote this suicide prevention campaign is that we're trying to reach the other 14 veterans. You know, where are they and how can we reach them and get them into care?
Oh, we have a veteran, male, female, listening right now, or their parents or their grandparents. Mm-hmm. What are the things we should, let's say your grandparents, your parents have some questions about their child. What are the things they should be doing?
Well, the first thing that they should know is that the Veterans Crisis Line is available 24/7. That number is 800-273-8255. And then press 1 to speak to a VA staff member.
And that's 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. So if anybody has any concerns about a veteran, that's what they should do.
So a parent or grandparent can call.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about the veteran right now, mm-hmm. or active duty for that matter. What is same number for them?
Yes, the same number for them.
1-800-273-8255. Press 1 for veterans. And there is also a chat option.
No. There is, yes.
Tell me about that.
There is a chat option. Also, people can chat just using, well, a couple of ways. They can go to veteranscrisisline.net and start a chat from there. They can also text using their cell phone, and that number is 838255 to text with the folks at the Veterans Crisis Line.
What are some of the things that are symptomatic of this horrible situation?
Well, there are several risk factors for suicide that we look for, and one of those, of course, is a prior suicide attempt. The mm-hmm. biggest predictor of future behavior is prior behavior, so we definitely look at prior attempts or any kind of behavior that might indicate that person is thinking about suicide. The other thing, of course, is mental health concerns. So if someone has a depression, a bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, anxiety, PTSD, anybody with a diagnosed or undiagnosed condition is or could be at higher risk.
One of the things that we all can see right now is with the COVID-19 is that the social life has been reduced. I've got a grandson. It's a senior at Prescott High School, and there's no Friday night football games to go to, no proms, no hanging out with the gang, or hanging out with his friends. The hanging out part of the social life has been diminished. Wearing masks, being totally paranoid about everything. That's gotta work hard on somebody's psyche.
Absolutely, and we're working at VA really hard to try to lessen the isolation and the loneliness, and we do that mainly through increased phone contact and video to home sessions.
You know, peer contact with somebody perhaps has been there.
We did that. So I recently put a story up on our Facebook page because we have our domiciliary, which is our inpatients. And unfortunately, they also are isolated. They can't leave the campus.
Yeah.
So what our rec therapist did was 3 to 5 times a week, they take him over to the sports court that's right there by the chapel to let them play pickleball, basketball, volleyball. And I interviewed those veterans, and we took some nice pictures, and I put up on our Facebook. And I got pretty much the same message across the board when I interviewed those veterans. They said that, you know, with everything COVID being isolated, it was already hard enough. They're already having a hard enough time with their recovery, let alone adding that onto their plate.
And then add to that all the negativity in the news, whether it's politics or brush fires from Canada to Mexico and throughout the world. I mean, it's just like, stop already. And some for some people, I think maybe that puts them at risk.
A little, or more at risk if they already were. Yeah. So when I spoke to the veterans, they told me, more than 4 or 5 of them told me, coming out here to the sports court, it's the reason why I get up every day. Because they found a purpose. And they said some of them have trouble sleeping at night. So going to the sports court and playing basketball and volleyball and pickleball, it helps tire them out so they can sleep well at night.
Yeah.
So it was great that we were doing
having something to look forward to.
Right.
Anything.
And the same thing with our patients that are at our community living center. They're there. They're used to being there, but they're also used to having visitors. And unfortunately, visitors can't come to the hospital. So at the same time, our staff are like, okay, how do we help raise their spirits and keep them happy? So our staff are working really hard. We had a virtual wedding where one of our veterans, he wore his headphones, had a computer in front of him, and got to watch his grandson's wedding.
That's beautiful.
It's Chip Davis's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he got to watch his grandson's wedding because he was going to miss it because of COVID.
Yeah.
So the staff were like, that's unacceptable. Let's see what we can do. So the VA, as Lisa mentioned, is trying really hard to find ways to help with the isolation and try to let people know you're not alone. And there's other things that you can do. Maybe you can't do what you're used to doing, but there are other methods that we can try to make you feel like you're socializing a little bit.
So Lisa, off campus, what are some of the things that you would recommend?
Well, off campus from VA,
yeah,
is to utilize social media, Skype calls, phone calls, and keep in touch with your family. Really, I think that's very important. You know, we talked a little bit about the risk factors, prior suicide attempt, mental health conditions, but it's also important to talk about the protective factors, and some of those are, of course, positive coping skills, but also having a reason or a purpose for living, you know, a reason to get up in the morning, and having a connection to other people, you know, is really important. When people lose a connection with others, they feel maybe like they're a burden to a family, burden to society. That's when they can start to think about suicide.
So if we have somebody listening right now that has knows a person or is a member of the family, and you say, yeah, maybe I better step up and just give so-and-so a call and say, how's it going? And do something besides, gee, I hope you're okay.
I would really encourage that.
Future things. Let's go. Mm-hmm. We'll be going fishing next spring.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
One of the other things that we do is we have a caring letters program in suicide prevention where we send letters to over 100 veterans that were identified possibly as needing some more support.
Amazing.
And it's just a letter that says, hey, how are you doing? We're thinking about you today.
I was just thinking about you, and yeah.
Yeah, and so we do that at least once a month.
All right, we're going to take a timeout right now, and I'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. Round the world. There it goes now on KQ&A.com.
Now, more than ever, it's time to support local business. Go out safely and grab a meal at your favorite restaurant. Catch up with a friend at a local bar or Christmas shop early at one of our great locally owned shops. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program, where you can buy your winter propane at summer prices. Order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. little bit of stinging rain, and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways, and sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC healthcare experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
Water's garden companion plants for September are Raywood Ash, Russian Sage, Pampas Grass, and Gold Flame Honeysuckle.
Gold Flame Honeysuckle is the perfect vine to cover a trellis, arbor, or fence.
Also works well when pruned to form a dense shrub.
Purple to deep pink flowers open to sweetly fragrant golden yellow flowers throughout summer and fall.
Deer and javelina proof and oh so easy to grow.
Shop the most fragrant vines in store or online at watersgardencenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you very much, mystery announcer, for that introduction. I am indeed Chuck Roberts, friend of those who want no friend. Mary Dillinger is with us, along with Lisa LaHaye, and they're at the Prescott Veterans Administration, and whatever.
Northern Arizona VA healthcare system.
That's what she's. So it was like 80,000 square miles of coverage for. How big is that?
Yeah, we have 65,000 square miles is what we cover. Everything north of Phoenix. We have a clinic down in Anthem that belongs to us. And we have like Havasu, Kingman, Cayente, Palaca, Tuba City. We have it all. It's so all us.
Yeah, you're kind of busy.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa, we were talking about mental health and suicide prevention and some things that perhaps you need to communicate to our listeners regarding that.
Yes. Thank you, Chuck. So one of the big pushes that we've been trying to do for many years is to talk to veterans about lethal means safety. And basically that means trying to restrict lethal means for suicide during times of crisis. In the state of Arizona, almost 80% of all people who die by suicide use a firearm. And so we try to impress upon people the importance of securing firearms, locking them up, and especially during times of crisis when, you know, one of the things that we know about folks who are experiencing any kind of a mental health or personal crisis is they're usually not thinking very clearly. And so sometimes they make rash choices, rash decisions. And what we would like to do is to help them to not have lethal means available during those times. So we give out free gun locks at VA. Okay. We ask if someone comes in crisis, we ask, you know, would you maybe be willing to give your gun to your father or your brother or something like that, mm-hmm. or a best friend just for a couple of days.
And leave them unloaded.
Yeah, yeah. But the important thing is to just limit the access to lethal means for that period of crisis. You know, no one's trying to take away anybody's guns. That's not going to happen. We just want to make the environment safe.
It's a little harder to get to because some of these things are so like that, spur of the moment.
Right, right.
And I have to ask you about things that lead up to that. Sometimes I think like alcoholism can be a real problem in people making bad decisions on many levels, but suicide, of course.
Certainly. Alcohol and drug addiction can be or can lead to suicidal thoughts.
Poor decisions.
Yes, yes.
And I know we have a suicide hotline number we're going to talk about, but also for those of you in the area, if you need to call the VA, which is 445-4860, the first prompt you get is that number. So
right.
If you're just used to that local number, 445-4860, boom, you're hooked in right away. But you also have a direct line, and that is?
My direct line is 2705. That's my extension. And then the Veterans Crisis Line is 800-273-8255. Press 1 to speak to a VA counselor.
And this is available 24 hours a day.
Right.
And I would think, I don't know if there's a time of day which is more critical than another, but I would guess nighttime.
Not necessarily. Uh-huh. I guess I've not noticed that.
Yeah.
But one of the great things about the Veterans Crisis Line is once the veteran calls in, they're automatically offered a consult or a referral back to the suicide prevention coordinator in their area.
So this is not a stigma. This is a help. This here we're here to help the family or the individual.
Right.
And it's not a thing to be ashamed of.
Right. And it's not something that you just call and talk to somebody and then hang up and that's it.
Yeah.
You can then get services from that. You know, they send me the referral and I contact the veteran, and we've gotten people admitted to the DOM. We've gotten them into the primary care clinics even. You know, sometimes folks, they just get so frustrated because maybe they can't reach their doctor or something.
It's just like we were talking about it.
Yeah.
It seems like,
right.
I always talked about it a couple of weeks ago. It seems like some days are like every light is red.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, by the time you've gone from one town to the next, you're ready to strangle somebody.
So it doesn't
it's
have
just
to
one
be.
Of those, sometimes yeah. It's just one of those days where you just... And you're here to make that, smooth that out
yes,
just a little bit.
Yes, because it doesn't have to be a suicidal crisis. You can call the Veterans Crisis Line for any kind of concern.
Okay,
I will.
Fair enough.
I will help.
Yeah, so we're not talking, you know, maybe you were just strung
upset,
out.
Really, really
right.
upset.
Strung out.
You
right.
just, the same thing.
Right.
But those are still the same things that the family members can look out for. I'm constantly posting on our Facebook page. Just talk to them. Let them know they're not alone. I know that I learned myself from working at the VA and working with Lisa that there's a myth that if you mention the word suicide, you're going to put it in someone's head, so don't ask. And it's
yeah.
and that's, if you're the family member, you're the wife, whoever you are, and you see things, you're catching on to things, that something doesn't seem right, ask. Ask whoever it is. If that's your loved one, ask them, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you feel like you might hurt yourself? Should I be concerned? Ask them, because if they say yes, you can get them that help. But not asking, nothing happens.
Yeah.
But people are like, no, I don't want to put the idea
don't
out
wanna,
there. That's not what you're doing. If you're asking,
no.
you're helping. So I can't stress that enough to the family members. I learned that at the VA, that just asking somebody, just talking to somebody, you can learn so much. And I'm not an expert in it, but as a veteran and as a VA employee, I want to help. And so if I see somebody struggling, I'm going to ask you. And I hope that other people do the same.
And as I mentioned at the beginning of this segment, one suicide in Arizona every 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not necessarily a veteran, but, I mean, that's like 1,500 so far this year.
One suicide is one too many.
So, all right. Lisa, again, your phone number?
My phone number.
For people to contact you directly.
445-4860, extension 2705.
And you can always leave a message if
yes.
you get there. Somebody will respond.
And if you're driving today, which happens, I know a lot,
yeah.
You know the main number. Chuck already said it several times, the 445-4860. You call that operator and you say, I just heard somebody on the radio. I don't remember her name. The operators, the operators will connect you right to me. They're like, oh, that must have been Mary. And they'll connect you to me, and I will get you in contact with Lisa.
All right. Mary, what's this poster you got here?
Well, So POW Day is in September. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have our big POW event that we have. It's usually a pretty huge event. It's always the third Friday in September. It's going to be on the 18th. But I still want people to know that we are still honoring our former POWs. The leadership, myself, and several of us will be visiting our former POWs in their homes and bringing something by to see them and recognize it, because our former POWs are the real heroes. And we want to make sure that they are recognized and that they know that they aren't forgotten. So I just want to mention that our former POWs will be recognized on POW Day, which is September 18th.
Okay. Tomorrow is the 19th anniversary of 9/11.
Yes, it is.
So do a remembrance for that. And let's see. Oh, baseball tonight at 6 o'clock. We have the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are going to be walloped by the Diamondbacks at 6 o'clock right here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and around the world, KQNA.com. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.